Thank you for supporting WBEZ. You keep public media public. December gifts are among the most important because they set the tone for our reporting in 2026. Next year, we're doubling down on bringing you stories that arm you with the facts. This journalism relies on everyone contributing what they can. Join them today at wbez.org/donate.
This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work Policy and Practice at the University of Chicago. The master's program in social work, social policy, and social administration prepares professionals to address today's most pressing challenges and offers flexible options with part-time and evening classes to support busy adults balancing complex schedules. Inspire change, shape the future at crownschool.uchicago.edu/social work.
This is Lisa Labus in for Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. Climate change is scary. Longer, more intense heat waves, wildfire smoke from Canada making it difficult to breathe right here in Chicago, and more frequent flooding. The reality of this could make you want to bury your head in the sand, but a new play invites you to confront this reality and the question of how and where to take action through a humorous account of two best friends on different life paths. One is a corporate lawyer who sometimes has to defend fossil fuel companies, and the other is an activist. Their story spans decades, beginning when they are old women living in a dystopian reality where they have to don hazmat suits to go outside, and looking back to their lives as young 20-somethings, figuring out their answer to the perennial question, what can I do to shape the future? The play Come Along for the Ride, A Journey Through Climate Grief, runs through this weekend. But before that, we sat down with playwright Rosina Kanshwala, and she kicked things off with more on these two characters and what they're grappling with.
One of the characters is a corporate lawyer, right, and so not necessarily defending fossil fuel companies, but in that world of, you know, corporate mergers,
sure,
and things like that. So,
got it.
Yeah, that character is very much just, you know, climbing the corporate ladder and while trying to do her best with the day-to-day decisions. And so, you know, sometimes a lot of us really care about climate change,
oh,
and
yeah,
sometimes we're just so busy. We have our lives, we've got our families, we've got friends, we've got all this going on. And so we kind of do what we can here and there. And so I think that character, Sophie, really embodies that person who is, you know, very busy, but trying to do what they can. The other character, Marisol, is an immigrant who traces her immigration story to climate change and really is in this world of climate, thinking about it all the time, thinking about the link to immigration, how her family is actually not with her while she's pregnant. So grappling with this question of what it means to have a child on a warming planet. And so these two friends are in two different places. One is in New York, one is in Florida. And the title of the play, Come Along for the Ride, is the road trip that Sophie takes to Marisol's baby shower. And so it toggles back and forth between these two friends. And yeah, they're just kind of both dealing with their climate anxieties, but in different ways.
Okay, great. So I mentioned the dystopian future that they're living in. They have to wear hazmat suits, yeah, just to go outside because the ozone level is terrible and there are wildfires and heat waves. We've got hot weather today. We've been in a heat wave in Chicago. We had terrible wildfire smoke from Canada earlier this month. Is this a little eerie for you at all?
I mean, definitely. Yeah. Like, you know, when I first started writing this play, the dystopian future was 2074, so 50 years in the future. And the more, you know, the more that we've been workshopping this play and rehearsing, it's like this could maybe be actually sooner than 2074,
yeah,
if we don't course correct. And so, yeah, it is eerie. I mean, even with a lot of, you know, the play, while the theme is climate and environment, there are a lot of intersecting issues, one of which is immigration. And we're seeing a lot of the ICE raids. And so all of it seems very, very eerie and relevant.
Sure. And another set of recurring characters in your play are the conscience and the devil, the climate conscience and the climate devil. And they show up as these two main characters are making decisions, like they're buying a new dress for a baby shower, or maybe they're disappointed in their friend's behavior. What was your goal with adding these two characters?
Yeah, well, I think the play has a lot of heaviness to it just by default. And so these characters add an element of humor for sure. But also, I think they're meant to represent the voices in our head as we go through, you know, we go to a grocery store and we're like, well, should I pick this organic, you know, vegetable that is wrapped in plastic or the non-organic one that's not wrapped in, you know? And
right.
It's kind of like we're grappling with these questions and decisions every day.
I do that.
And so they're meant to be A, relatable, to bring humor to the situation, and just kind of let people know, like, okay, they're not alone in these. And to be honest, the first version of this play did not have these characters. So instead, the characters had very long monologues. And so it helped to break it up stylistically. And I think it's been a great addition to see them on stage. And the characters who are playing those roles just bring so much humor and lightness to very serious topics.
Right. And I know the devil in your play isn't really saying climate change isn't real, but, you know, is really just giving voice to those kind of doubts you might have, like
hey,
is recycling.
I want you to live your best life, you
right,
know?
Yeah.
And so it's, yeah, that's, yeah, we call it the climate villain.
Right. And you know, like, is recycling worth my time or that kind of thing? So our Reset producer, Linnea Dominic, caught up with the leads at the tech rehearsal yesterday. And I want to play a clip from Jada Mason, one of the leads, who shares how being involved in your play has made her think about her own actions.
Since I've been in this play, I've been noticing some of my bad habits that I have with overconsumption with fast fashion. That was something that I've never really thought about. Even with food, I realized I could be wasteful at times. And I know this all sounds so bad, but it made me reflect on myself and like my values. And I'm like, wow, I'm kind of like a walking contradiction, how I'm so for, you know, like social justice and doing the right things, but also doing things that are more convenient for me. So it made me like sit with myself.
Fair enough. And I want to also hear from Sarah Silva James, the other lead in your play.
I was very lucky to grow up doing a lot of gardening with my mom and a lot of those individual things like recycling, composting. And I love that that's been a part of my life. But this play has absolutely shaped how I look at the larger system. And how, as much as wonderful as it is to do those individual things, we need to speak out against these corporations since they're the ones who are the real villains.
Man, I want to say they sound so well matched to their roles.
They do.
These two women.
Yeah.
That's amazing. How did you choose them?
We put out a call for auditions, and Chicago is a great theater city, and we had so many people audition. And we just got really lucky, to be honest, with these two main leads.
That's fantastic. So talk a little more about the debate in environmental spaces between whether we should be taking individual action. I liked what Jada had said about, like, my fast fashion choices are now, like, I'm thinking about these now. So, like, individual action or holding polluting industries and governments and corporations of you know, accountable. Like, what's the difference there? What's the disconnect?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's one or the other. I think one builds on the other. And so I really like to think of it as, like, what is your climate commitment? And what are you committing to do? Like, there are so many things that can be done and that need to be done. And the good thing is they're all interconnected. So it's kind of like picking what your piece of the puzzle is. And I think it starts with maybe a commitment to an individual action to then help spread the word to other people, to then push where you can to get systems to change. And so I think the play addresses that in some way, where it's like, okay, we can all try to do better while understanding that recycling is not the solution that we need.
Right.
And that doesn't mean we shouldn't recycle, but like, what else can we do? And who can we hold accountable for these bigger issues that are at play? And so, yeah, I really think they just build on each other.
Wow. Okay. I'm talking with Rosina Kanshwala, who is playwright of Come Along for the Ride, A Journey Through Climate Grief. I want to talk about the set design. Everything on your set is made from recycled packing materials. And we have a clip from set designer Alyssa Moan. No? We don't have a clip from Alyssa Moan. I'm so sorry. But tell me a little bit about your set. What does it look like? Well, what does it mean to have, like, you know, storytelling and set design really mesh well?
Yeah, well, I really wanted to make sure that this play was done, you know, both the content of the play and the props and the costumes and the sets were done with an environmental sustainability ethos in mind. And so I was lucky enough to meet Alyssa at an event a couple years ago. Alyssa works in the theater world and wanted to get more into the sustainability world. And I'm kind of the opposite. I have a sustainability and environmental background, finding my way in the theater world. And we kind of were like, we should collaborate at some point. And so it's been great working with Alyssa, who has just a wealth of experience building sets for various theater productions. And also, there is a nonprofit here in Chicago, EcoShip, and I met with their founder at an event a couple years ago as well. And what they do is they collect packaging materials, shipping materials, and they have just a whole bunch of things, you know, Amazon packaging. And so it was a question for Alyssa, like, can you build sets out of these recycled trash basically.
Nice. Wow.
And so one side of the stage, the Sophie side of the stage, is actually those like Amazon bubblers.
Oh yeah.
Which is kind of fitting for the Sophie character.
Okay.
And then the other side is that brown papery material.
Yeah.
And that's the Marisol side with some added pops of flowers that are also those like tubes that are used for shipping.
Yeah.
So props to Alyssa for the creativity behind that. So in addition to the sets, all of our props and costumes were also kind of sourced, you know, from what we had in our wardrobes. Or there's another nonprofit conscious costume where we got a handful of things from, and they're all about lending to theater productions so that people don't have to buy. And so we really wanted to not buy things for the play.
That is fabulous. That's fabulous. Keeps your costs down too.
Yeah,
definitely.
For sure.
we do have that clip, but we're gonna skip it for now. But so I know that this is your second play, although you are not a playwright by trade. You're an environmentalist. Yeah. How did this happen? How did you turn to playwriting?
Yeah. So I was living in Washington, D.C. At the time, and I was working in the solar energy world. And I think I was just really in that space. I mean, it was the first Trump administration. A lot of environmental policies were being rolled back. It just seemed like one thing after another. And I just felt a lot of anxiety around the environment, around the future. And I was talking to a friend, kind of started off as a joke. That friend was a DACA recipient, so an immigrant. And we just kind of talked about how this was just bad all around, and somehow just kind of found humor talking with her. And I was like, I should write a sitcom about us, you know, and just started off as a joke. And then I got to writing. It was a really good way to just process my emotions. It was a creative outlet. And I happened to submit it to a theater festival, got accepted. I was making up the questions around, like, how big is your cast?
Like, right.
What cast? How long is the runtime? I'm like, I don't know, 60 minutes? That sounds good.
Sure,
and
sure.
So did that, and it was a climate comedy. It was the premise of that was modern dating meets climate change anxiety. And just had a lot of success with it. We had 5 out of 5 sold out shows. We had media
Fabulous.
Coverage. And so
now you're here.
And
Chicago.
Now here we are. Yeah. And just it taught me that there is an appetite for environmental education that is creative.
This episode of the Reset Podcast was produced by Linnea Dominic. It was edited and mixed by Meha Ahmad. By subscribing to the show, you'll stay connected to Chicago's arts, politics, and history. You can also find us at wbez.org/reset. I'm Lisa Labis, in for Sasha Ann Simons. Reset will have a new conversation for you on Monday.
I love how WBEZ shows different sides of the story. I never feel like it's too polarized, and I think the reporters do an excellent job of trying to get the full story, trying to show different other sides. I'm often, when I'm listening to public radio, think in my mind, well, what about X? Or like, I have another question. Or like, have they thought about X? And most of the time, WBEZ thinks about all of it, which I really appreciate.